May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you all, and especially be upon those born between about the late 1990s and the mid-noughties, for those people are Generation Z, and it is unquestionably the case that the Spirit of God is upon them. For, my children, I say unto you, a revival is happening among Generation Z. A revival. God, who has been dying out for so long, who has been ignored, who has been thrust out of our lives by wokeness and decadence and materialism, is finally re-entering with Generation Z. Generation Z, with their ridiculous tuition fees and their anti-bullying policies in schools, and they're being brought up in order to feel that they should basically castrate themselves, are in fact fighting back and are in fact going to be the new generation, the generation that restores Christianity to England. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about something extremely interesting, which is a report which has found that there is a significant Christian religious revival happening among native English people. Among young native English people, among Generation Z. They are the most religious generation for a very long time. They are so religious, in fact, that they are, you have to be elderly in order to be as religious as them. Something is happening, something is stirring, and I'm quite pleased to say that it's something I predicted in my book The Past is a Future Country, based on the genetic data, but even I didn't think that it would come to pass this quickly, but it has. But that's what I'm going to look at today, the fascinating religious revival that's happening among Generation Z. But before I do that, could you do me something of a favour, in the same way that that Jesus did us lots of favours? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube? Could you leave a like? Could you leave a comment for the algorithm? Could you hit the bell and all that stuff? It really, really, really helps me if you do that. And could you also subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based research that I can't put on YouTube, where I put in-person interviews, where I put my vlog, where I put films that I've made, where I put all kinds of interesting stuff, and where if you like what I do, you can support for the cost of just a pint of English beer a month. A pint of beer that you might drink in a hostelry in a village with an old Norman church. But anyway, back to the video. So, what's been going on? In my book, which I wrote with my colleague J.O.A. Rayner Hills about 3 years ago now, it was published, what we predicted was that based on the breeding data, there would be some kind of revival among the white educated classes. We showed that, yes, we are becoming less intelligent and we are selecting against intelligence and we are selecting against it for genetic reasons. But when you control for intelligence, and intelligence, remember, is about 80% genetic, the big predictor of fertility is that you are conservative and that you are religious. And those two traits are up to 70% genetic. In the case of fundamentalist religiosity and having conversion experiences and things like that, it's about 70% genetic. And in the case of conservatism, it's about 60% genetic. The big predictor of sterility is that you are liberal and that you are an atheist. So what we argued was that although all English people, are becoming less intelligent, the left will be becoming less intelligent more quickly. And we called this the Rayner effect, after our deputy chaff minister, Angela Rayner. If you're American, look into her if you want a bit of a laugh. She was a grandmother at 37. So that was basically the idea. We thought what this would mean, of course, in theory, is that gradually there would be a percolation upwards into positions of power in Generation Z of Nick Fuentes types. There would be, for genetic reasons alone, a backlash, a conservative and a religious backlash against wokeness. Not only that, but it made sense of the data that we had. If you go back to 2019, there was some quite interesting data on the nascent beliefs of Generation Z. And this was that although they are, yes, the most woke generation that has ever existed, they are not as woke as they should be. People become more religious and they become more conservative as they get older. This is because religiousness is associated with conscientiousness, it's associated with mental stability, it's associated with agreeableness, and we go up with, and so is conservatism, and we go up with these things when we, as we get older, apart from a blip during mid to late adolescence. So that was what was going on. So what you would predict is that people who are, let's say, 40 should be predictably more conservative than people that are 20. And that's been the case for a very long time. But that has broken down with Generation Z. Yes, they are unbelievably woke, but they are not as woke as they should be in relation to people that are 40, that are 20 years older than them. So we theorised in the past as a future country that what was probably going on was polarisation among Generation Z. Yes, they are the most woke generation ever because a portion of them are unbelievably woke. But this is tempered by the fact that there is polarisation, that a subgroup among them are extremely anti-woke for reasons we'll look at in a minute. Partly perhaps for genetic reasons. So therefore, they're not as woke as they should be, even though they are, of course, super woke. So that was the theory. And until then, it was basically a theory until this fascinating study was published. The Quiet Revival, Generation Z Leads Rise in Church Attendance, which was recently published by the Bible Society in the UK. Now, let's go into the history of this. In the year 2000, in England, 12% of people went to church on Sunday. It was about 6% that went to Anglican churches. By 2018, only 6% went to church on Sunday. So there's been a precipitous decline in church attendance. But what we find in the report is that among Generation Z, since 2019, there has been something like a 50% rise in church attendance. In 2018, 4% of those aged 18 to 24 went to church at least monthly. It is now 16%. Interestingly, there's a divide, which we'll look at the reasons for in a minute. Among women in of that age group in 2018, 3% went to church monthly. It is now 12%. And among men in that age group, 4% in England, 4% went to church monthly. It is now 21%. So 21% of Generation Z males in England, that's one-fifth, go to church at least once a month. Now, this is also paralleled by... by the way, I should say that among Generation X, that's those aged 45 to 54, only 5% go to church once a month. So it's an enormous difference between what I suppose would be the parental generation and the Generation Z. A huge difference. Now, if we look at belief in God, it's very, very similar thing. 28% of those aged 18 to 24 claim to believe in God. And this is among the native population, I should emphasise. Whereas if you go, you have to go all the way up to generation to the boomers, to get similar levels of belief in God. The older generations are less religious than Generation Z until you get to the boomers. And people that are old tend to believe in God because, as I said, you get more religious as you get older. And also you'll get higher mortality salience, you're confronted with death, that sort of thing. And this makes you instinctive, and an instinct is to believe in God, and therefore you're more likely to believe in God. So this is something quite incredible that's happening. Now, why is it happening? Well, I think there's two key reasons. The first, as I said, is just genetic changes in the population. Religiousness and conservatism are strongly genetic, and among the more intelligent, we are breeding for these. And although they don't look at it, I strongly suspect that it is more educated young people. In fact, there is actually good evidence for that. There was a report from the Church of England, which found that a very small percentage of people go to church on Sunday, once a week. It's something like 3 or 4%. But among students at the top universities, Oxford, Cambridge and Durham, that's what it assessed, it was 16%. So going to church is very much a middle-class educated thing. So I think what we have is a situation, as we predicted in the past the future country, where you control for intelligence, you just look at the more intelligent segment of the population, and you find that religiousness and conservatism are being selected for among that segment. And so this is what's going on. So I think that's part of it.
In the earliest days of our nation, the herald was sounded for the elite men of England to decide the fate of our country. Such a gathering was known to our forefathers as the Witan. Now, in the ruins of our kingdom, the call has been sounded again. A new rising elite of steadfast men and women have a new Witan. This is the epicenter of the new British right. We shall hear from the heavyweights of our sphere: Carl Benjamin, Ed Dutton, Howard Cox, Nathan Hood, Nina Power, Catherine Blakelock, Josh Firm, and many more inspired speakers. This Witan will surely be generational. Buy your tickets now at shieldings.com.
I think the second part of it is simply rebellion. It's youthful rebellion. A certain mindset, a certain subgroup of the population will be highly rebellious. In general, people who are that age, who are young, who are in their early 20s or whatever, will rebel against that with which they've been brought up. We get higher in pro-social traits, in agreeableness, in conscientiousness, and in mental stability as we get older. But then there is a blip in adolescence where we get lower in those traits. We become more psychopathic, essentially. And this allows us to break the bond with the parents, to break the bond with the family, to take risks in pursuit of getting the best members of the opposite sex, to take risks in pursuit of getting status if you're a man, that sort of thing. So to fight in the army successfully, because it's psychopathy that predicts taking insane risks for your group and laying down your life. So therefore it makes sense that this blip would happen, and it does. And this is why there tends to be rebelliousness among Generation Z. Among people of that age group. Now, there's going to be a variation within the cohort in terms of their psychology. You're going to get some people who are not going to rebel very much at all because they're high in conscientiousness and high in agreeableness and mentally stable. And then you're going to get those that are very different from that. And you would expect those people to rebel more strongly. Now, if you think about it, you can rebel in two ways. You could either take the ideology with which you are presented and be more extreme with it, and be even more extreme to the extent that it kind of shocks your parents or whatever. Or you can completely rebel against it. Now, there might be certain psychological traits, such as being highly individualistic or whatever, which when combined with those traits would mean that you would rebel in a particular direction, that you would engage in a right-wing rather than left-wing rebellion. But in general, when people of my generation, people that are Generation X, were at school, we were still towards the end of a conservative society. We were still brought up by a society which says, you know, don't use swear words, don't blaspheme, you know, God and all that stuff. It was the fag end of a traditional society. And indeed, we were, you know, there were people that were in charge of schools when I was a kid that were born in the 20s that fought in the war. So it was a rebellion against the traditional society. You might argue that even among millennials, that was still true. It was still the traditional society, so you would rebel against that. So it was perceived as rebellious to be gay, rebellious to be left-wing. It was a rebellion against a broadly right-wing society. It seems to me that by the time of Generation Z, this really has changed. This is the first generation to be brought up by woke. Wokeness is the dominant thing. Wokeness is telling you what to do. Wokeness is restricting you. Wokeness is telling you what you can and can't say. Wokeness is censoring you. Wokeness is the thing against which you rebel. So it would follow that subsection that are the most rebellious kind of people, in many ways probably exactly the kind of people that would have rebelled quite strongly against the right-wing society 50 years ago, that kind of psychology, perhaps, those kinds of people are going to rebel against woke. These are people that have been brought up by blue-haired teachers that have an arm that is a lattice of scars, that tell them that they shouldn't use racist language, that tell them that they shouldn't, you know, that boys should be girls and girls should be boys, that push them along a maladaptive roadmap of life to genetic oblivion, that tell them to feel guilty for being who they are, for being white, for being male, whatever, that just appalling, dreadful harpies. Exactly the same kind as the church ladies that were born in the 1920s. And so you would expect this rebellion to take place in that direction. And that is exactly what we are seeing, I think. We are seeing a rebellion against woke on the one hand, and on the other hand, we are seeing a growing proportion of the generation, among the more intelligent anyway, that are conservative and right-wing for genetic reasons and are therefore resistant to what is being thrown at them and therefore rebel against it. And these two groups come together to be, it is now edgy to be right wing, it is edgy to be conservative, it is edgy to go to church. And interestingly, it is the most conservative kinds of religiosity that are on the rise, traditional Catholicism and Pentecostalism, which is basically fundamentalism. And in addition to that, you note that it's stronger among the males. This makes sense. Men are less socially anxious. Men are more psychopathic. Men are more likely than women to rebel against the status quo. And this is what you are seeing. So we're in the midst of a serious change. And I think I'm amazed by it, to be honest, because when I wrote 3 years ago, The Pastor's Future Country, we analysed the data, I thought we would start to see this rebellion much later. I didn't think it would be happening already 3 years later. Maybe it was turbocharged by COVID, by Generation Z living in a situation where they were confronted with mortality salience, and I don't know, but something has finally flipped, I think. Something that I thought would happen 20 years hence is already being seen now, which is that Generation Z, for genetic reasons, are more, or have a subsection among them that is more conservative. And Generation Z, for environmental reasons, will have a subsection among them that will specifically rebel against woke in a way that was not the case in previous generations, because woke was not the dominant ideology. The dominant ideology, to a declining extent, was still the conservative ideology, church and that sort of thing. So this is a fascinating change we are living through, chaps. I hope this is a bit of interest, and God bless you, and goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?